I think we had a very, very productive offseason. I think our guys worked real hard. I think we paid attention. We did a good job in the weight room. We did a good job off the field. You know, I asked them to get ready for a long physical training camp. You know, we're trying to build a smart, tough, aggressive football team.
Well, the players are working extremely hard. They seem to be having a lot of fun. This is what we do. We're going to go out and work. We're going to try to outwork people. We're going to try and outrun them. We're going to try and outhit them.
I think, you know, we've added some good pieces to it, and the guys are coming in and they've bought in, and, you know, the guys that are returning have helped that process along a lot faster. And
you know, we seem to be playing faster and not thinking quite as much. And so, you know, defensively, we actually had a couple things in this week that were difficult, and they handled them very well. So, that was good to see.
What do you see from a Mike Zimmer defense?
Well, I mean, they're aggressive. You know, they play with a lot of swagger and confidence, and you know, much like himself. And I like the way that they play. They really, you know, they force an offense to do things that they maybe don't want to do and get a little bit uncomfortable. And you know, that's and in a lot of ways, that's kind of the league right now. There's a lot that's changed since I played, and you know, you see a lot more all-out pressures, and you've got to be able to handle those things as an offense and as a quarterback. And I think it's, you know, it's good for a guy like Teddy, who's still very young in his career, and he gets a chance to go up against a defense like this, a very aggressive style, will only make him better as he moves through the year.
Now, what's it like working with Trey Waynes? Is he a sponge with what you teach?
Yeah, he's a great kid as well, and he's still got a lot of work to do, but he's got all the attributes, and you know, we're playing him a lot of different spots right now. I'm trying to expose him to a lot of different things, and so his head's spinning a little bit at this point in time. But we did the same thing with Anthony Barr last year. It was, hey, let's see how many things he can do, and then we'll figure out, you know, where to kind of package it down. So,
and a big thing will be, you know, him being able to transfer those things once we get the training camp, to be able to be more consistent with the techniques and the fundamentals and the calls and communication. We like where he's at right now. We know he's got a lot of work to do, but, you know, he's got a good skill set, and we're just trying to see the different ways we can use it. Kendricks is very athletic. He's very instinctive for the position. So from that aspect of it, I think you take a guy like that that's used to getting to the ball the way he is. He's always been a ball hawk, even when he was in college, and it's kind of carried over. I mean, he gets his hands on a lot of balls.
He's made plays. You know, he's been around the ball a lot. He still has some things that he messes up on, but he just seems to have a knack for getting around the ball. He's similar to a couple linebackers I've had in the past.
Teddy, what have you seen from Michael Pruitt?
Yeah, Pruitt, he's an athlete. I can tell you that much. We're glad to have him. He brings something different to the table. He can catch passes out of the backfield, catch passes from the tight end position. He can block in the run game. He can line up at wide receiver. Probably can return punts and kickoffs also. But, you know, he's an exciting player to have.
You know, he runs very, very well. He makes some really, really good catches. You know, he's 255 pounds. We anticipate that he'll be a pretty good blocker, and so you know, he's really catching our eye.
You know, Jarek is, I think he's building on what he did a year ago. You know, he's healthy, he's 100%. I mean, it's unfortunate he got hurt late in the year, because he was having a very good rookie year. He looks quick, fast. He's going to be a good change-up guy. He's got very good hands.
He doesn't look like he's been injured to me. You know, he's come back out. He's been flying. He brings that energy to the backfield, that excitement. And those guys have all just been competing at a high level.
Teddy, seriously, what the hell is that? You cut the sleeves off a hoodie?
Individual!
Let's get our feet going now. There it is. That's quick feet. Oh, a little juice. I like doing this with these guys because I want them to throw it hard. Let's see with a good arc. You know what I mean? That was even a little high. You know what I mean? You can get closer to the net than that, all right? There it is, Mike. That's the ball right there. Just like we talked about, just the ball, the way you want it carry in the air. Woo! There it is. I had to get the net out one more time before. Ooh! Ho-ho-ho! There it is. Love it. There you go. That's the way to lay it. Way to lay it. Let him go get it. Nice ball. Nice shot, Five. You were practicing these this weekend, Teddy?
Well, I'm confident in Teddy. He's a terrific young man. You know, he works extremely hard, and he wants to be really good, and he's got the, obviously, the greatest demeanor there is in the world.
Just being more, even more so of a leader. You know, you can tell he has control. Just his understanding of the offense. You know, he looks more just crisp and sharp.
You know, really bright young man and a ton of talent. And like I said, I think the biggest growth for really any player, but particularly a quarterback, is between that first and second season. Because he knows now what the speed of the game's like and what he has to do. He's comfortable within the system and calling the plays and all that goes with that. So I expect this, last year was a great start to his career, and I expect that to continue again this season.
I hate these bags, bro.
Hey, Wild! Hey, he coming back. No, he not. Ah! Watch.
Number one. You're right.
See ball, get ball, coach. That's it. Arr.
You mic'd up.
There you go.
I am. I'm FBI. Yeah. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That's what it means.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Hey, what FBI stand for? Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Boom. Pow.
You know, those young guys, you know, they've been taking advantage of the opportunities that they've been given. And the best thing they do is listen. You know, they have a group of veterans in that room, and they're doing a great job of listening to those guys.
We're lucky in that we have real good depth in the defensive line, so we're able to evaluate these linemen against very good players. And, you know, it's going to be very competitive, and I think we'll come out of it with a very good starting offensive line, and I think we'll have a lot better depth than we had a year ago.
You know, I have to temper my thoughts, and the same with the coaches is, you know, the offensive and defensive line are all going against each other in shorts, and,
yep.
You know, that's not how we play the game. Our guys are working good together, and there's a lot of good things going on, but when we get the pads on, that's going to be completely different.
We judge where we are mentally and physically. But at the same time, we know that it's only June, and we still have a long way to go. We know that training camp is coming up. We have the preseason to prepare us for the regular season. So we're just going to take advantage of this opportunity that we have right now and make the most of it.
We do not have a Vikings game in the first half of the season. I'm hopeful that we have some Vikings games in the second half. That'll mean that they've done well, you know, and I think they've got a chance to be a real good football team. And within this division, of course, you know, Green Bay sitting there and a lot of changes over there in Chicago. And, you know, so we'll see how all that shakes out. But this team has a chance.
You know, we're starting to do some things really, really good. And you hate to take 5 weeks off and then you come back and you don't, you know, you're not as crisp. But, you know, that's the nature of the business. And the thing that I like about this team, not only do they work, but, you know, they have fun out here. We come out here and work, and we need to get better and team build by winning.